Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called The Rebbitzin and the Ice Cream. And the story is about a little boy named Moshe Holtzman. I think his name was Moshe. Moshe Holtzman, he was a little boy, and his family was very close to the family of the Rebbe, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, and his wife, the Rebbitzin, Rebbitzin Chaimushka. And Mrs. Holtzman was very good friends with the Rebbitzin, Rebbitzin Chaimushka. And so one time, Rebbitzin invited her friend, Mrs. Holtzman, and her little son, seven-year-old boy, Moshe Holtzman, to come over to the house to visit. And during the visit, she served ice cream. Now, when it came time to serve little Moshe, Moshe said, "Oh, that's okay. If I want ice cream, I'll take some ice cream myself. You don't have to serve me," he said to the Rebbitzin. The Rebbitzin said, "No, I want to serve you, because if you serve yourself, you might not take enough. So I'll serve you to make sure you get enough ice cream." And this little story teaches us an important lesson, that when we have orchim, we have guests, they might be a little bit shy to take as much as they really want, as much food as they really want, to drink as much as they really want, because they might say, well, it's somebody else's house, they had to work hard to buy the food, so I'll have a little bit less than I would if I was at home. So therefore, it may be a good idea to serve them so that we can serve them generously. And this is always how we try to treat another person, very generously. With ourselves, we might be a little bit more strict, because we're trying to teach ourselves to work very hard to go up higher and closer to Hashem. When it comes to another person, the main thing is to be good and kind and generous. And when this is done by all Jewish people, increasing in goodness and kindness, being generous with our orchim, generous with our friends, this will surely bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you so much for joining the story of the day.